And welcome, welcome, welcome to this Monday session, or in this last week, guys. This last week of July. I hope you guys are feeling a little bit of the summer, or some sort of summer feeling happening about in this past week that we've had. Now, as mentioned, this is your brand conversation here on this beginning of this last week session of July. And where we left off was all about how to get your idea, how to market your idea, how to promote your idea. Now, the main thing is that we are on the discussion, or specifically on the notion of, you have an idea, you have a creation, you have an invention, you have something in your head. You tried to make something of it. You tried to put it on a piece of paper, for example, you know, outlining its features, outlining its benefits, outlining some of its important features, and also outlining the functions and value that this invention aims to supply. Now, here's the thing. I've given you that sometimes associated to inventions, creations, ideas is the various concepts that try to protect it. If you want to go and protect it, like patenting, copyright protections, intellectual property protections. Now, also, you have to understand, guys, you can patent anything within a product. You can patent a screw. You can patent a specific tool used for a different kind of product. You can patent almost anything as long as it's not a natural product, meaning you cannot go and patent water. You cannot go and patent a plant. You cannot patent an animal. It's been there before you. That was the basis of just helping you understand the registration, they call it the understanding your rights, the ownership rights, you, the creator, the inventor, the person sitting with the idea. That was the basis of where we left off in Friday's brand conversation session. But we now find ourselves advancing into that discussion, heading into generating the awareness. Now, the awareness is like in any conventional format in terms of when it comes to marketing. Any conventional format in terms of how do you generate your awareness about your invention, your creation, this new product, this new item, and also the associated or specifics about it. Because it's all about this invention or creation has to generate, you know, has to be made aware, has to give some form of benefit to the market, to the customers, to the people out there. That's the aim of this game. But it's a creation. It's a creation so far, or it's still on paper, or it's still a concept. It's still a idea, or it's still in the idea phase. And sometimes, guys, those ideas don't get very far, even past being put on a paper. They still have to get into make a prototype of something. Generate a scaled model, a scaled representation of the idea. Now, in the world of business, guys, presentation is sometimes one of the key factors, one of the key components in order to capture a customer, or to generate awareness with a customer, or to get the buy-in from an investor, because a customer can also be an investor. Remember that. That key part comes through in terms of where the customer sees, this can be an alternative to what I'm currently using. This can be a new approach to what I'm currently having, or what I currently have. The reason for this is that the most important thing here is you just have to identify and also see, you know, how do you make use of the scenario. But we're quickly going to step into a short ad break, and from that ad break, we're going to come right back, heading into the rest of our session.
The first free-range eggs produced and packaged in Ondangwa, Walenga eggs, are now available in 6s and 18s. These fresh free-range eggs are produced daily and have a shell life of over 28 days. Now listen up. Free-range eggs are the most nutritious and organic eggs available for human consumption. Just yummy. We at Walenga Eggs also want to give every Namibian an opportunity to own a share in our value chain. So if you want to sell or distribute Walenga Eggs, call Omalaiti Foods at 0811-27-3622 or 0811-660707. This is a first for Namibia. Walenga Eggs, the Great White.
Now, coming back from our quick break right there, and where we left off in terms of just linking between Friday and today's sessions is that you are now done with the documentation, meaning putting it on paper, trying to find out the rights, you know, like patenting your idea or, you know, but the intellectual property component. You've also now gone into the creation aware, the awareness creation phase. So from that awareness creation phase, it helps you to understand, you know, how far, because the idea can be great, guys. It can be awesome. It can be awesome. Let me give you an example. Once again, I'm linking back to the same example I used on Friday, was the Netflix idea. Netflix was a wonderful idea in 2006 back then. That's when the company started. The company actually started in 1999 or something like that. But Netflix itself became more mainstream. You know, it was generating its awareness. Now look, between 1999 and 2006, that's a 7-year gap, right? 7-8 year gap. And when it made it big was actually 2011. So it added another 5 years on top of that startup company. That was a, 12-year gap, another 12 years, another extra 5 years, or just a 12-year framework in terms of to allow it to grow even further. And that's at 2011. From 2011, that company has just been steamrolling all the way up until today, 2022. Now, as an idea, what did they provide you with? They gave you an alternative to TV. They gave you an alternative where you have a laptop. You have a laptop. You have a phone. No need for you to have a TV, a computer, a laptop, a tablet, and a phone. They said, let's give you one thing that you access through the internet. You just need your phone or your laptop or a tablet. And then you access the service. You pay us $9 a month. Which is 150, which is now at what? 140, 130 Namibian dollars, thereabout. You pay that much, you get the service. You pay that much, you get the service. Now, it took them a whole 15 years. I'm rounding it up. 15 years, just to give you an idea of such a startup. Because of such an idea. Other guys, I gave you the examples of the jab of Toyota giving you just in time. You can patent a service or a method of doing something. You had Henry Ford that brought you mass production, the concept of mass production that assisted his production means in terms of when he brought out the Model T Ford. Way, way back in the 1900s. So, you see, what you can create can be something novel. Can be something novel. It can be a new way of doing something. Can be a new way of just, you know, refining a process. And the most important thing is, which is actually one good one, an example that Franz just mentioned, we're about to start off with a brand conversation, just with that handover session with him. Or engagement with him, where he was talking about a teaching startup. Now, it's still to be understood what a teaching startup aims to supply, because you have primary and you have, no, not primary, you've got private and you've got public education facilities in this country. So, in that startup's sense is, where are they trying to place themselves? Within the private sphere of doing things? Do they want to make money from customers that have to buy their services, meaning parents that buy their time, or do they want to make use of or getting into the public sphere of teaching, meaning helping the Ministry of Education most probably in terms of supplying where they've got shortages of teachers. But then how do they get there? Because it's still a technology. And not all parents or households can supply said technologies. We're talking about tablets, internet connection, electricity. I mean, some of the South Africans were complaining, and I'm just using this as, you know, as a reference. If we, and this is for us to also understand electricity supply in an African concept, and as well as also in a Namibia, as a Namibian, you know, one of Namibia's developmental objectives. In some parts, like if you have to look at South Africa, South Africa has load shedding and then they go by an electric train. It means it speaks to the feasibility component. How feasible is some of these approaches? We can have novel ideas, but do you as a business person or as an inventor, do you want to be, you know, hustling it continuously into perpetuity without, you know, seeing much reward? I mean, it's a brilliant idea, but you need to monetize it somehow because it's your idea. So in some senses, you've got to compare and contrast your idea to what the situation in your country is or the situation in your market. The next one that you've got to work on, guys, is researching that market. Researching that market. Now, always research your market because you have to understand who has to buy it. They had a novel idea. It's teaching. Teaching is pretty broad-based. It's pretty broad-based. And the concept there would be, you know, do you want to further segment your market approach and then see where you can fit in? I'll even give you guys another example. Over the weekend, I watched this very nice video on YouTube. It is based upon the AI known as Replica. Replica, but you write it with a K. You know, you replace the C with a K, Replica. Now, Replica is actually, how old? Replica is actually now 7 or 8 years old now. It was created and invented by a woman. Replica is sold on or promoted on various download platforms. I don't know if it's available for Android. No, not Android. I don't know if it's available for iPhone, but Replica it's an AI. Please never do not forget this. Even if you test this product out yourself or this thing, this concept, Replica is to provide some form of human interaction for people that suffer from severe loneliness. This AI was actually marketed extensively during the COVID-19 lockdowns, especially in Europe and North America, during that period, because it's enjoyed more than 10 million downloads.
Gusa etokoro lyouhunga. Lipopera nyamoge, popera wakweni. Ninka wakurugane yowamba. Wakurugane yowamba. Wakurugane yowamba, oweno ruganse sungumi. Moktura moe hundiro lyeyowamba zuma okogom, dimo gwanakoma pukuru gomanzi. Tumako WhatsApp kwa nomoro zoe utantantatu zime, ntatwe utantane, mbali ntambali, mbali ntane. Ndidingurako Facebook kwa VMMC Namibia.
This is a public announcement from the Electoral Commission of Namibia for the Swakopmund Regional Council by election. The Electoral Commission of Namibia, ECN, will conduct regional council by election in Swakopmund constituency on 12 August 2022. The by-election will ensure that eligible registered voters in Swakopmund constituency have the opportunity to elect the regional councillor of their choice for this particular constituency. The polling venues will open from 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. Fixed points will open from the following times between 7 a.m. and up to 9 p.m. And these fixed points are Tamariskia Lutheran Church, Westside High School, Mahitago Hall, Swakopmund Secondary School, Coastal High School, formerly known as Herman Gmeiner, Swakopmund International Youth Hostel, Meduletu Community Hall, Hanganeni Primary School Point A, Hanganeni Primary School Point B, DRC School Project and Community Center, Swakopmund Primary School Hall, Mile 4 Caravan Park, Atlantic Junior Primary School, Kerklike Maatskaplike Raadsaal, also known as the NG Church, DRC Fire Brigade Open Space, Matutura Municipal Container, Platz am Meer, The Mall, John Avasep Primary School, Vrede Rede, Matutura Open Space Point A, Matutura Open Space Point B, DRC New Block Extension 23, known as Wagdar, Tamariskia Primary School, Namap Primary School, DRC Lutheran Church Point A, DRC Lutheran Church Point B. The following mobile teams will also be operating in the Swakopmund constituency by-election, which will be Team 301, 302, and 303. Team 301 will start at Guani Contes at 7 a.m. until 1 p.m. and then move over to Swakop Rivierplaats Moonlight Resort from 2 p.m. to 9 p.m. Team 302 will start at the Swakopmund Retirement Village strictly for residents and staff only from 7 a.m. to 11 a.m. Then they will move over to Valvicha Old Age Home strictly for residents and staff only from 12 a.m. to 4 p.m. Then they will end at the State Hospital Swakopmund strictly for patients and staff members only from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. Team 303 will start at the police cells Swakopmund Town strictly for inmates and staff members only from 7 a.m. to 11 a.m. Then they will move over to the prison for inmates and staff members only from 12 p.m. to 4 p.m. Lastly, their last point will be at the School of Christian Academy, Kramersdorf, from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. Remember, only eligible registered voters for Swakopmund constituency will vote during this by-election. Go to vote. Your vote counts. Now, coming back from our brief break right there. Now, the important thing is here, guys. When you research your market, the most important thing here is that the market is viable, that the market is something that you can service, meaning you can sell the idea to it. And it's key to note here because you have to identify in certain concepts, especially with one of these indications where more than 95% of all patents never make money for the inventor. They never do. And I'm talking about, this is sometimes patents alone. Patents never make money for the inventor, or almost 95% of them. They can be patented, then they will just go lie there. And it doesn't mean that someone will actively go walk there and go see, you know, how does it look? What does it look like? But the patents sometimes are not going to make you a millionaire, billionaire overnight. They're not. Now, before you invest also too much of your time and your money into patenting your invention, you also have to do some preliminary research for your target market. And this is something in order to establish whether the people will buy it. I gave you that example that Franz just left me with before he made his exit from the Tech Eagle. As we were about to start with the brand conversation, was, is it going to be feasible? Now, I already gave you two sort of like major talking points. That is, if it's an education startup coming in with a technology component or a tech component with it, not a technology startup. It's a technology startup, but trying to operate within the educational framework. Where are they going to make their money? As an inventor, sometimes you want to know whether you're going to make money or not, right? And just like I indicated there for you, almost 95% of patents in the world sometimes do not materialize in actual sort of like, what do I call it? A actual financial benefit for the inventors. They don't. You sometimes even have to look at like intellectual property. If you're an author, a writer, or even if you're an animator, or you're a cartoonist, or you're an actor, or you're a artist, someone that can draw, or someone that writes a song. These are all the things that you've got to register. They're intellectual properties as well. Intellectual properties as well. Now, if you find yourself in that artistic framework, it's the same approach, the same logic sometimes that you can apply almost to like the patent discussion. And as I mentioned, guys, with patents, I will, you know, patents and other kind, those protections and stuff, I will keep them for another brand conversation session, because it's all about that. It's how you communicate and also how you want to become competitive within a market sense. But for us to know here, before you invest too much money into patenting your invention, you've got to understand, will people actually buy this product? Will they buy what you are inventing? Now, once you know that there's a market, make sure that your product can also be manufactured and distributed at a low enough cost so that your retail price is also reasonable. One clear sort of like indicator, I always use this movie. I never wanted to watch the movie because I don't like watching real life people's biographies. I don't like people's biographies because it's a question of your life and my life. Whose is more important? Why should we need to know about it? But if you were part and parcel of an important event, it is intriguing. For example, Mark Zuckerberg. If anyone has watched the movie Social Network, with the actor Jesse Eisenberg as the guy portraying Mark Zuckerberg, you will get to understand how Zuckerberg, because he was just a student, but how he actually made it feasible. How he made it feasible was all about making it accessible to students on his campus at Harvard University. They say it was supposedly Harvard, but it was made available to students. So there was a pilot project. There was a prototype that a community or a public could engage with. They could upload photos. They could share where they were going. Remember, there was another social media platform already in existence before Facebook, known as MySpace. Now, MySpace had certain functions, but then Zuckerberg just, you know, tweaked a few things, and he wanted to know, you know, a few other components. That's most where the very famous lawsuit against him by one of the co-founders. People always think that Mark Zuckerberg is the only inventor of Facebook. He's not the only inventor. He's not the only co-founder. He's also not the only creator. One of the guys, if you ever watch the movie, the guy that gave him the algorithm, the guy that solved the conundrum that Zuckerberg was struggling with. Remember, in that movie, supposedly, it says that he didn't go to class much. So he was losing out on key sort of like wisdom components to apply into what he was building on. And his one friend, the guy that he was actually very good in terms of coding, this guy. This guy is one of the coders. He came and he solved the mathematical or algorithmic problem that Zuckerberg was struggling with. Zuckerberg was struggling with an algorithm. And this guy gave him the solution. Now, when Zuckerberg became famous, started getting the monies. I'm dropping my phone.
Ushua kokusha oshikwiririmba oshina hepero momunyo vyetu peva peyuva. Monao po Global Parts tunova ungure ova puike odonongo nova harupu okukuvatera. Tunovitenda peke peke vyo vikwiririmba okudhako Volkswagen, Mercedes-Benz, Audi, BMW, nui natua weather ovitenda vyo Toyota. Wedhako o mana o manene shimuna o maile no top run. Tuvada po mura rimbui o Naismith mo Southern Industrial Area. Po Global Parts tukupa onji viro o themba o hunga no vitenda vyo vitore. Global Parts, global reach for best local advice and prices.
Now coming back from our quick break. Now, just before the break, I was indicating, you know, the emphasis I was making by, you know, dropping my phone here on my notebook. But it was key to note that not at all times is the inventor of an idea, the creator of an idea, that all the ideas flowed out of them, or that they gave birth to all the ideas. No, it's impossible. Even everyone knows Bill Gates as the supposed inventor of Windows. No. If you guys didn't know, Steve Jobs was also part and parcel of this thing, up to a point, and then he went off with, to continue with the Macintosh brand known as Apple. There was also two other guys that stayed with Steve Jobs on Windows. If you look at the Windows creators, if you just Google search, you'll see that there are three of them. But just because we all know of Bill Gates, we all assume that Bill Gates is the main guy. He's the main guy that invented the product. It's the same thing also if you had to look at, I did some basic research on the car company brand, the Ledger brand, Mercedes-Benz. Mercedes-Benz, guys, was made by three or four men, all of them engineers and industrialists. So there was the guy from Porsche. His name was Porsche. Porsche is a surname. There was that guy. Then there was the guy whose name was Benz. B-E-N-Z. Benz. German Benz, obviously. And then there were two other industrialists and engineers involved on this, or mechanics. Now, you've got to understand that at the height of, sort of like at the height of industrialization, which was just before 1900, falling into the 1900s, this cluster of men, all got together just to work on certain concepts of making another car company in Germany. And this is Imperial Germany. Remember, they still had a monarchy. So from that component, four men were the brains behind this mega brand known as Daimler Chrysler or Mercedes-Benz. And the reason how the car today got its name was because the guy known as Benz named it after his daughter. So his Mercedes is a woman's name. He named it after his daughter. So even there you can see, guys, that there can be a grouping, a cluster of like-minded specialists, individuals, or creators who all can say, listen, let's have an insight. Let's say something about this. Now, I see I've already got a caller. Let me quickly get this caller through. Eagle FM, good morning.
Oh, great to you. I love your lecture.
Oh. How are you doing, Uncle Buona?
Thank God. How are you doing?
I'm all right.
I think it is very, very, very important that we start appreciating.
Mm.
And those of us who take time, because in our office here, the radios, and that has been my culture.
Mm.
So, and they keep us in office, so you just put on your radio in your office, you listen, you do your work, everything,
mm.
and you are listening to this great lecture.
Mm.
So that's why we are saying, let's combine our efforts, our energy,
yeah.
our skill,
yeah.
whatever we have, anything at our disposal, because we all know very well that we are all vulnerable when it comes to finance.
Yeah.
Some of your colleagues yesterday, they were viewing somewhere, I think it's a it was a lecture, actually.
Mm.
Or something like that. It was a discussion, panel discussion. It was a panel discussion.
Mm.
Where they were talking about youth
mm.
and the innovation, and the people were giving presentation.
Mm.
And then I think they were capital, what is it, capital investment or capital project, something like that.
Mm.
And one of the presenters said he started the business with 300.
Mm.
So I don't know what your experience is. I cannot share mine because yesterday I tried to change about. But what I'm saying here is that you gave an example. Why can't we come together?
Mm.
Even if, because I know each and every individual from different professions. We have got those guys from the VTC.
Mm.
Because I'm also a graduate.
Mm.
So, and those ones from the academic field, academic side.
Mm.
Why can't you guys come together and say, for example, now you see, yesterday I've been talking about the funding rural entrepreneur and innovator. What are we talking about? Even those who want to supply material, not that you are going to manufacture, just to supply.
Yeah.
Because the need will be when the government wants to build the hospital and houses and all these things on that side.
Yeah.
And all these facilities that are being, planned on this side.
Mm.
you guys, are you coming in and start supplying those material, or even manufacturing detergent?
Yeah.
Any other liquid?
That too. That too. Any other liquids, or you know, how to make something that's environmentally safe? Because detergents are sometimes also one of the major concerns for water supply, Uncle Bona.
No, listen, we are saying that because the reason why I green hydrogen is viable here is because of the water and the sun.
Mm.
So we are talking about renewable things. The ones that, I'm just giving an example, because we are told manufacturing of what? Bed. We can conserve, you know, that preservation of nature resources. So that one is not, all these things are taken care of. That's why you are told, you guys, and this agreement that is entered on your behalf.
Yeah.
So you may not even do any other market research that you're talking about.
Okay? Yeah, yeah.
So you can, you know, even a threat for competitor, because the stiff competition is also there. That's where the government says, okay, let's give our children a perfect competition so that they are not, they can't be swallowed up a thing. But at least let them have form even their own organization, put their idea together and think that, I mean, you guys, what's the issue? So now you are giving us this kind of a lecture. What are we learning from? Tell me, because you see me, I'm a victim of
No, Angabona, I already, not to brag or anything, but these are some of the things that I always think about in my own space, because it's, besides just researching for the various programs here on Eagle FM, it's also a thing of understanding what am I also extracting out of this. Because, like I told you just last week, the idea of a comic book that I have, but I've realized that so many Namibians are artistic. They can draw, or they can make sculptures. You know, they've got some artistic genius behind them. But along the way, somewhere we feel one or other pressure, go and get an 8-to-5 job, or get a job that, you know, that to help with your survival as a person. And then you just forget about the skill.
Let's talk about those who are surviving. I was listening to the fight, you know how it, the fight started with this young activist. They were saying that yes, they agree in principle maybe to rotate the job of the mayor.
Yeah.
Today you go, then the other one will go. Doesn't matter whether you were elected or whatever. No, I don't know how their plan was. But what I'm saying is that, and they were saying that there are other activists who are capable, qualified. If you can lead, if you can lead a massive of young ones, when you not lead them and give them, you create, because you understand, you understand. You understand the politics, you understand the economy, you understand the, all these other issues that are affecting the youth.
Yeah.
Can't we then say, fine, me, I was working to improve the life of the work, the youth. So let me go and now be part of those who are targeted by those intervention from the government, Minister of Youth and the Development Bank of Namibia and the other and the other stakeholders. And we want those young ones there who are more clever, more understanding, like those ones that I'm referring to. Instead of now scrounging for the what? The mayor's position.
Yeah.
So I'm just, let's see how we can, you, I know you are a model, how you have researched, how you are doing that. But it's not a problem because at least you have gone. I'm talking about today, this one, young one. So those one who were with you, they are polytechnic, I'm there. I don't have a problem. I don't care about this one. This one, they are the one who's supposed to become an entrepreneur and create employment through others, create work. So now they can also initiate and things like that. So thank you very much. What I'm saying, we appreciate your work. Keep on researching and giving us this kind of information. All we are saying is that there are still avenues where we can really leverage on. You understand?
Yeah.
in terms of marketing our product. But we cannot market a product because we have not yet done the groundwork, the paperwork.
That is the thing, yeah. That is the thing.
So let's do the paperwork so we can have people who are facilitating like the issue. Now we have got the youth tourism what? Mm. Tourism, that fourth youth tourism that is coming now.
Eh? Mm-hmm. I think it actually began today or tomorrow.
Oh, it began today or tomorrow.
Yeah, it's one of the 2 days.
So what I'm saying is that you see our young boys, our young women, entrepreneurs who have got idea, let them go there.
Mm.
And is there anybody who's helping them?
Mm.
That's my question.
Mm.
Apart from what you are saying, because they don't believe what Angolo Papa says and the world says here. Is there anyone who...
Maybe Angabona, maybe they're not listening to the two of us, but it would be nice if they listen, if they can get some pointers.
Let them listen to Dr. Mpenda.
That too. Okay, Angabona, thanks for coming through. Now, as we, you know, just with that, that engagement right there, we see two crucial elements as well. Sometimes, guys, the benefit of having extra skills, for example, being exposed to like tertiary education, does pay off in terms of providing you with ideas for creating your idea or coming up with your invention or generating or making a prototype or something. Sometimes it gives you that motivation. On other concepts also, usually it's also in terms of where you have been exposed to a system, a process, or a kind of skill set, or a kind of job, or a kind of work. For example, there was, at one stage, I met a guy that, you know, he works as a bank teller, but with his father, they are welders. Now, even though it sounds like a very basic kind of skill set or expertise, even if you've gone to like, I know that the VTCs also give steel works, you know, welding works as a kind of certification and a skill set. Those guys are, well, they're very sought after in the mining industry and certain manufacturing processes within the country, especially at construction companies and or if you're working in the steel manufacturing industry in Namibia. There's a handful of companies in that realm, but still. You can also become an artist yourself, or you can come up with a new concept entirely of making use of steel in perhaps in a very environmentally friendly way, because there are discussions out there in the world about where people are looking at steel versus in construction. That's now in construction. Steel versus the brick and mortar process. Steel versus the wooden process. Steel versus...
Titanium, the perfect fit between platinum and silver, complementing our existing benefit options. We always offer a comprehensive healthcare experience. NHP, the premier member-centric medical aid fund. Visit NHP today at nhp.com.na. NHP, we're about you.
Now, it's key to note this, guys, because these very examples, just before the ad break, is how you have to look at how to approach a system that you see currently happening in Namibia. Like I mentioned, back in the one of the business and economic zone discussions was, you can even, I mean, Angabona even gave the idea how a collective of people can come together and start a society. They can come together and start something. It doesn't have to be a political movement. It doesn't have to be a social movement. It doesn't have to be a, let's say, an education-based movement. It can be a movement that can assist in an, that can have an economic purpose. It can have an economic purpose. You can start something from anything. You can be the Kapana Traders Association of Namibia. You can be, what?
the informal traders consortium of Namibia. You can even attach yourself either to a political movement in order to generate economic policies that favor you. I'm actually now indicating to you that you can actually establish a lobby group as well, because we do have lobby groups around the world that do influence political policies. They do, guys. I mean, the two biggest ones in the world is the, not the two biggest ones, the biggest ones in the world is the GCC, known as the Global Climate Something Something Group. This is where all oil-producing companies, all fossil fuel companies, all coal mining companies, these kinds of companies are all in this consortium. It's a consortium. Now, this consortium is constituted of association representatives, meaning the oil companies have an association. The coal mining companies or the mining companies have an association. So it goes on. These representatives also together in this major thing, in this major organization. So if you on a grassroots level, whether you are youth or whether you are just slightly more matured or elderly, you can formate yourselves even. I gave you guys a cooperative that farmers here in Namibia established, which is now one of Namibia's most profitable as well. So operating private entities in the private agricultural sector. That company is right here. South Africa is one of the biggest ones that ships milk everywhere. It's known as Clover. Clover is a farming cooperative. And guys, sometimes farmers, they just inherit the skills, the practice. And it's, remember, farming is almost like, especially livestock farming, is similar to like, business administration. Because a farm is an asset that runs other assets. A farm itself. So the only thing you would need is a successful business administrator. A farm. A livestock farm, guys. Or 10 or 20 livestock farmers coming together to make one of the most profitable, most successful farming or agricultural cooperatives known as Clover. Guys, I didn't know Clover was a cooperative. But that's the skill, the level of how you can innovate. You can innovate on a business process, on a process yourself. All these guys did was come together, establish the setup, which would then allow them, because they're now putting money into it, which would then allow them to buy machinery, land, their own distribution and logistics process, hire this whole process can also hire and recruit employees to manage on behalf of the stakeholders, investors, as well as the important guys. They're the clients and also the investors, these farmers, because you get the milk from these farmers. This milk helps them to make any kind of dairy product, any kind of dairy product. Now look right there, guys. You want to tell me that you can't invent, create, and innovate on anything? I just told you, on anything in this country. You want to tell me you can't have a collective or establish a cooperative of mahangu producers? Huh? You really want to tell me that? You want to really tell me that even small-scale fishers or fish, or people that have that own those small fishing quota situation, you want to tell me they can't establish a cooperative themselves, pool money together? Because much of the complaints in the fishing industry has always been about that some Namibians who own quotas don't have their own fishing vessels and stuff like that. You know, it's always been those kinds of complaints. You really want to tell me you can't do that? You can't come together? Doesn't matter if you have a quota, you have a quota, I have a quota. You want to tell me we can't come together, pool money together, establish a cooperative, which then functions just for our benefits, meaning it goes and does the fishing. You then also provide capacity. You then also provide innovation. And then all you have to do, guys, how it gets protected is when you establish a company name under it. That's all. I just gave you an idea. And the most important things, business plans are intellectual properties. They can be protected. A business plan protects the process. Put it on paper. Put it on paper. The moment you put it on paper, the moment you can sell it, if you are someone studying English at UNAM or at NUST, and you want to, you're saying, I want to be a writer. Yeah, sure. Do it then. The moment you write the first paragraph, the first page on the first chapter of that, of your first novel or your first storybook or your whatever, it's already protected. The moment you put those words down, it's protected. Intellectual property automatically kicks in. Even if you scribble, like I constantly, I have a notebook. I always walk around with a notebook and a pen. Oh, guys, please invest in your own pens. They are gold. Invest in your own pens. Everything I write down is intellectual property. All my notebooks. Well, sometimes they contain all my ideas. And sometimes even just my ramblings and also scribblings and as well as also various other kinds of doodling or doodles. Like my one ex-girlfriend, she bought me a notebook on doodling. Doodling is when you just draw pictures and stuff and write down ideas and stuff like that. Just ramblings that just get espoused from your head. And then you just jot it down. Try doing that as well. It'll also further strengthen you, any kind of protection that you need for any work that you want to do. And I know there's a lot of Namibians out there that are artistically inclined. You can design something, you can draw it, you can picture it, you can do it. Sometimes some people say they want to become architects, but they're not strong in the math field. It's entirely not just that, guys. It's not that. It's a little state secret. It's not just that. But you have to be healthy in math. You have to be healthy. I mean, if you want to study something like architecture or land use planning or quantity surveying at NUSTs and at UNAMS and all these other, or you want to become a geologist, hey man, get to know your stuff. But you can also invent from there. You can also invent from there. It doesn't mean you just go and get a degree and then you wonder, okay, what am I doing from here? Just jot down ideas. Just jot down ideas. Guys, this whole brand conversation from January that you and I have been engaging on this has all been about ideas. Ideas. Giving. Sowing the seeds of ideas. Innovation is something else. But an idea. We all have ideas. Do not be afraid to have ideas. Even if people laugh at you, do not be afraid of having ideas. Don't be. Don't be. Now, just for the last 5 minutes, still on today's session, the brand conversation, you've got to understand, as I said, you have to market your idea sometimes. This would be to, if you guys have ever seen that program, Dragon's Den, on TV sometimes, Dragon's Den is where people have to come and they have to sell the concept to potential investors. These potential investors sometimes are not the most nicest people. They're not. But take the emotional aspect out of it, because you're there also to try and make money from your inventions. There's only one guy I've seen on that program, and it was in the American version of this Dragon's Den session, where he came. He was an engineer. He was an engineer, but he was not employed because he decided to take things in his own hands and invent something of value to the everyday person. He came with this product. He presented this product. These billionaires, millionaires tried to hammer the guy, trying to understand how they want to see how they're going to make money out of this idea. And all he told them, it's not for sale. I came to show you an idea that you will not be able to bank on, that you will not be able to invest on. I know he was trolling a little bit. He was trolling. But it's because he knew of his advantage. It's also known as, you know, when you're in a fight, you got to have situational awareness. So he knew what he was walking into. So he prepared everything, his whole presentation, his whole discussion. And he indicated to these dragons, because that's what they call these pioneers of business,
of entrepreneurial or exploits, they call them dragons on the on this reality show. And he said to them, I'm not going to sell you my idea. You're not going to buy into it. I just came to show you the most perfect product that you won't be able to own. And you won't be able to, one of the key things of this program was always how they would not ridicule, but degrade some of the people that would, some of these inventors and creators that come with ideas, novel ideas, good ideas, but then they get, you know, ridiculed. They get sometimes humiliated, sometimes embarrassed by these people, these billionaires and millionaires. And one of the key things is this guy decided to, you know, to be a superhero for one day. But ultimately, that's beside the point. The point was he came up with the most perfect product that the main people on the program could not buy into. Well, we don't know if it was all for theatrics or not, but still, it was publicized, it was broadcasted, and so on. However, do understand, guys, you've got to do your market research. You've got to put it down on paper. If the moment you put it down on paper, it's already protected by IP, intellectual property law. From there on, if you make prototypes, then you further protect it in terms of patenting it. Design, layout, if there is a prototype to something. Remember, if you are a coder, meaning you're someone from a software development background, it's mostly intellectual property and copyright law that you'll be under. If it's something physical, a physical product, like a cell phone that you're making or a specific car, the whole process in the car, you can patent the car. That's why I asked you the question of in last week's discussion on the brand conversation. You know, we have all these vocational training colleges. At one stage, I would have hoped at least, you know, and a mechanical engineering student and a student from one of these VTCs would come together and say, hey, listen, let's make our own Namibian car. A car that is adaptable, doesn't get serviced or doesn't break down easily in Namibian climatic conditions, which qualifies it to be driven anywhere on the African continent. And people are now talking about electric cars. Electric cars are, guys, if you guys have seen electric cars, they just have extra things on them. So you really want to tell me that, like, understanding a remote controlled toy car, you can't replicate the same process in a Namibian concept? You can't replicate it? I even gave you the idea. In an electric toy car, guys, have you ever seen what a child does to it? They run it through water, they run it through snow, they run it into stones and everything. And that thing still works, even though it's just a small toy car. It's a toy car. But still, understanding that component, that concept. You know? Now, that brings us up to the end of today's session here on the Brand Conversation. You can still catch me later on tonight on the Business and Economic Zone, where we will be exploring into new discussion point. Actually, I'll be bringing back a new one, but we'll be on that note. Stay tuned as the On The Radar team are ready to make the entrance and to bring you their discussion.